CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Vice presidential debate, I'm Sherry Preston. The running mates of Donald Trump and Kamala Harris on stage together for the first and probably only time in the run-up to the 2024 election. ABC's Daria Albinger kept an eye on it.
There were no personal attacks, and at times, Republican J.D. Vance and Democrat Tim Walz even seemed to be nice to one another. But things got a bit testy toward the end of the CBS News vice presidential debate when the Minnesota governor asked the Ohio senator why former President Trump still claims he won the 2020 election.
Did he lose the 2020 election?
Tim, I'm focused on the future. Did Kamala Harris censor Americans from speaking their mind in the wake of the 2020 COVID situation?
That is a damning non-answer.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, Republicans say they think J.D. Vance did a great job. Democrats are saying the same thing about Tim Walz. Today, the VP candidates will be visiting some battleground states. Walz will be focusing on Pennsylvania, and J.D. Vance will be in Michigan. This is ABC News. A smoky milestone in California. Officials say wildfires up and down the state have burned 1 million acres this year so far. We're learning more about the deadly attack on a Kentucky judge allegedly shot and killed in his chambers by the former Letcher County sheriff. ABC's Eva Pilgrim says video of the attack was played in court.
Cries heard in the courtroom as disturbing new video showed the moment Sheriff Sean Mickey Steins pulled his gun and fired multiple times on Judge Kevin Mullins. Officers responding to the 911 call at the Letcher County Courthouse just before 3 p.m. September 19th. His attorney saying he was having an extreme emotional disturbance. The sheriff now charged with first-degree murder, pleading not guilty. Eva Pilgrim, ABC News, New York.
Nearly 200,000 hybrid Jeeps are being recalled over a fire risk. Owners of the 2020 through 24 Wrangler and Grand Cherokee models are being asked to park them outside until a fix is made. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Get your tickets today for Blues, Brews, and Barbecues on November 2nd at the Community Rec Center in Marinette, Wisconsin. Six award-winning barbecue pitmasters go head-to-head while your taste buds get punched in the mouth. With lip-smacking barbecue, you'll listen to Blues Hall of Fame legend Joe Moss. Following Joe, Blues icon Taranzo Cannon hits the stage playing tunes from his number one album, Shut Up and Play. VIP tickets are only $27.50 and include barbecue samples from all six competitors, a full beverage of your choice, VIP pit passport, and both concerts. General admission tickets are just $17.50. Learn more at fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig. That's fishonmarinette.com. Sponsored by Fincantieri Marinette Marine, the Motor Company, Anderson's Culligan, and Farmers Merchants Bank and Trust. Blues, Brews, Barbecues. Come get some.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A suspect sits in an Arizona jail, accused of a brutal murder in southeast Wisconsin last weekend. Teresa De Jesus Cruz Rubio's headless body was found in Glendale Friday night. Her son allegedly confessed to investigators that he killed her. Police found him after they spotted her car in Phoenix Saturday morning. Donald Trump in Wisconsin claiming Iran's missile attack on Israel Tuesday would not have happened if he were still president. He blames the Biden-Harris administration.
And now we have them in charge of potentially World War III, and World War III is going to be like no other if it happens because of nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction.
Trump is the first Republican to campaign in Dane County since Bob Dole in 1996. Kamala Harris campaigns in the Fox Valley Thursday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers face elimination tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers will play the Mets today in Game 2 of the best-of-three wildcard round. Yesterday, the Mets defeated the Brewers 8-4, retiring the final 17 batters to take the win. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers will need to respond today after not being able to put anything together late in yesterday's game.
Same with them. Neither team got a hit after those runs scored. Interesting. You know, I don't know what inning that was. They got the five, but whatever it was, nobody got a hit after that. Isn't that crazy?
First pitch is after 6:30 p.m. If the Brewers win, they'll play a decisive Game 3 tomorrow evening. The Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the L.A. Rams on Sunday after losing last weekend to the Minnesota Vikings. Kickoff this Sunday against the Rams is after 3 p.m. on Sunday. The Milwaukee Bucks announced their 2024 training camp roster on Monday. Camp begins tomorrow for the Bucks. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 71 for a high this afternoon, and it will be a bit breezy at times. Wind southwest 10 to 20, gusting to 25. Tonight, clear, breezy, 48. Tomorrow, sunshine, 74. On Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 69. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
Maggie Dawn.
Join us next. I have got a very special guest to celebrate the Brewers postseason. You're not going to want to miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday morning to you out there, Green Bay and Oshkosh and Appleton and points beyond. Where's the hey, Todd? Todd.
Yes, sir.
Do we have anything we can hand out for that we can send somebody where it's not like it has to be for Green Bay?
We'll come up with something.
What are you looking for?
What do you need?
Person listening from the furthest away today.
All right.
That's my sister-in-law.
Oh, where?
Florida.
Oh, okay.
She can't win because she's a family member.
Okay, yeah.
She can't win.
Well, Deb. Hey, Todd, remember those? We never had disclaimers at IXX, though. It's like a lot of places. It's like if anybody in your family is one in 30 days, you're ineligible.
Yeah.
Our act was just like, let's just get rid of it.
Yeah.
We're not going to go through all the hoops.
Well, no matter where you live, our swag is cool.
Oh,
that's
swag.
True.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, we could send T-shirts
right.
And all that kind
of
stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, that stuff is good anywhere. And
I'll tell you what. That's what I mean, yeah.
The furthest away this morning, if you text in from the Civic Media app, we'll send you a WGBW t-shirt and a WISS t-shirt. Both of them have great logos.
They do.
They look great.
They're awesome.
I don't have a WISS t-shirt, do you?
No, Todd wears it though.
Yeah, I know. But
that's a cool shirt.
I think Todd has his own closet at home.
Yeah, I want to get the logo. I got some clothes I'm going to put the logo on.
He's got swag from all over.
Yeah.
Talk to Nikki. She's already ordering stuff
yes.
for you guys.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Awesome.
Right.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
They want to actually create, you know, how, Jim, you like to wear, like, Hawaiian prints once in a while. You wear Hawaiian prints on
I
your
I do.
Shirts.
I have a couple, like, with the shirt with, like,
is it weird that every morning now, I think to myself, what would Jim not be wearing?
Right? Actually, Jim and I are kind of close.
No, yeah, very close.
It is.
You guys are very close.
But, well, they're
very, very close.
Just bring a wardrobe. Bring a couple shirts down here. Don't have to worry about it. That's why I have people keep
like,
a couple
like
shirts
me,
here.
He only has a couple.
Yeah.
So if you take two out.
Is it a blue day? Yes or no?
Yeah.
All right, fine. 41 out there.
Yeah. I was going to say last night, you guys, I just want to give a plug to. We had promoted song in the Green Bay Symphony.
Yeah.
Green Bay Civic Symphony, I should say. And then the Preble students cooked the meal. And then our friend Ace emceed the event. That's what it was. And it was just great last night. I mean, they had 75 people in this orchestra, which was really can put out a lot of music. And the students were great with the food. And they have another event coming up at the end of this month. And I want to get some more information on that. But they're really reaching out to get more interactive things. This is the same group that does the airport. Did you ever see that?
Oh, yeah.
They do that. You know, and they get a lot of people there for that. And last night was a pretty good crowd. And I just think this symphony sometimes had a reputation of a little hoity-toity.
Well, just the word symphony.
Right. But they really, they did a great, like, Cajun food, which, of course, Ace loved. And then a whole tribute to Louis Armstrong.
Oh, that's cool.
With the symphony.
Wow.
That was pretty cool. You
that's
know, his whole
cool.
medley of, you know.
Does Louis Ace sing?
Like you, so he, no.
No?
He doesn't. What does that mean? I mean, Eddie Sanders. Did they do? Because I could have done Louis. I could have done.
Yeah, that's
they played it all. What I liked about there was no singing. It was just music.
Too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like just music.
But that's not a bad Louis Armstrong, is it? It's from Good Morning America.
Yeah. Anyway, that was a great event. Right. Hey, and then Thursday. No, you're going to that thing at Epic Thursday.
Yes.
But there's a
Operation thing, Song.
And I'm going to the Tarleton Thursday. They have Big Band Night.
Oh,
first,
really?
The first Thursday of every month.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Oh, so that's cool.
We're going to that.
I actually like big band music.
So do I.
Yeah. I actually do.
I like, but I'd committed to that with another group of people. So.
You know that project I've told, I don't like to, you know, I've been reading a lot of things. I read the Stoic manual, And one of the things that Marcellus Aurelius always thought was important.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Right. I don't know what the Stoic manual is.
Stoicism.
I don't know.
It's the biggest thing going in the country right now.
Okay.
It's the biggest thing going in the country.
Bigger than the New York Times.
Lots bigger. So anyway, no, but Stoicism, it's a way of life. It's a way of, it's philosophies from the Greeks and everything like that from way, way back.
Yeah.
That have held true. And like the Navy SEALs follow a lot of that stuff.
Like
a lot
Confucius.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But one of the things is, if you're working at something that could be really good for you, whatever, okay, don't spread it around too much because all those people will be pulling against you. Isn't that something?
I don't know if I believe it, but
that's well, I'm just saying, I don't understand. Maybe I get a little bit wrong.
I think a lot of
people, you know, instead they'll say, you know, don't trust. If a lot of people say, oh, that's so great, I'm really pulling for you, and deep down they're not. So basically, it's wait, what? What?
I don't think that's true.
Wow.
I think
okay. Well, this is like 5,000 years old, Jim. I think they knew what they were talking about. But anyway, what I'm going to say is
not trust your fellow man? Come on.
I don't. Okay. So anyway, like Jack Nicholson said in, what movie was it? I have so little faith in humanity, I look both ways before crossing a one-way street. You got to admit, you probably do that.
Yeah, I know.
Especially that's in downtown
true.
Green Bay.
And I there are times where
you better do it.
I wish I had more faith.
Somebody was doing that man. The other day, and I'll tell you what, I've lived here for a lot of years, and I still have to double clutch or double think sometimes where it turns one way and you want to turn to the right by the gas station that I love down here.
Yeah.
What is it, the corner gas station? I can't think. Marathon. Downtown
station. Well, Marathon. Or you mean the
the garage, not gas station.
Downtown Auto.
I love that place.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
I've gotten such great service from that place.
Yeah.
And they're just so old school. And I mean that in the best way possible because exactly. They're personable. They're friendly. They're, you know.
Grease on the hands. Come out and look at your car. And yeah.
I hope. You want to talk about treasures of Green Bay. I hope that place never dies.
You know what's great about working in the building that we did over there,
right.
The WBAY building? If you had car trouble, they were right across.
Right.
Right there.
I can't tell you how many times I had to take my junkers over there and please help me. I'm a poor radio guy, you know. And they're like, well, you could do this and this, but you can just do this for now.
Totally agree.
And again, they're kitty corner from City Hall. So it was just, it was.
What I'm saying is I still sometimes
want to make sure I'm not turning
the wrong way coming out of that area.
That's true.
Yeah. Yep. So what I'm saying is, but that other project I'm working on that I talked about with Dennis from the Glam Band and Frank and everybody.
Yeah, I want to see that.
Okay. But anyway, that lady we had in the other day who sang like 40s music.
Oh, yeah.
A little earlier, but yeah. She was
a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, right.
She was in on Friday.
Right.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. When she did that kind of big band 40s stuff.
Right.
Wow, was that great.
Yeah.
And I talked to her about incorporating that with what we're working on. She said, oh, my God, I would love to do that.
Yeah.
I could see her dressed up like somebody from 1943, the way those Andrew sisters or whomever. I would go to a concert like
stop
that.
Stop talking
that
about it and that put something on paper. Like, you have to start. Have you written this? You haven't.
No, but I've picked 7 of the stories so far.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's a start.
Yeah. Because I got to start timing it out because we figured 90 minutes. Dennis and I have talked about this.
Don't worry about the time. Put the outline together and...
Yeah,
that's so you got 7 stories. That's going to be not that. That's like 7 chapters, right? You just
you
write those, and then we'll put it together.
Well, I don't have to write them. They're already written. You know, they're from my book.
Right.
You know, it's going to be the extra. It's just going to be actors portraying people in the book.
And you are this
narrator. So
are you the producer of this, or are you going to pick the actors?
No, Frank and Dennis are.
I've got
a couple that I've got in mind. Yeah. One which would be really cool. This lady who was a nurse in World War II went through horrific things. Wonderful, wonderful lady. And her great niece looks exactly like her.
Oh, that's cool.
And is a school teacher. I'd love to have her play that role.
When is this going to debut?
Well, I was hoping for around Memorial Day. Okay. Either Memorial Day or the 4th of July.
Okay.
Well, one of those
that's,
two.
That's far enough away.
You can it's doable.
Oh, yeah.
It's doable, but I'd like to do it at the Tarleton.
As you should.
Yes.
Don't forget that Fringe Fest will be back next year, which would be a great place for you to do that.
That'd be a good place to debut that.
That's where they did all those little plays and music and shows.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
And the Tarleton's involved
with
that.
You're right.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. That's a fun place just to walk into, though, isn't it, the Tarleton? Because it's still got all that old feel to it. You know, they restored it, but just enough, you know, to make it up to code or whatever.
100 years old.
Yeah. Well, that's phenomenal. And you're pretty excited about your event, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I got the invites done.
Yeah.
They're going out on, I'll show that to you during a break.
I heard John Kennedy is really good.
He is. Kennedy's great. And yeah, he's going to be great. That's going to be a fun event. And
can we get the orchestra to talk to us?
We have a 9-piece orchestra playing.
Wow.
30s and 40s music.
Really?
And they're really
that's
into
cool.
It. Those guys two days ago, we met with them. And when we introduce Vince Lombardi, they're playing the Packers song.
Yeah.
Kennedy, of course, Hail to the Chief. But it's a pretty good, we got the program's done, the outline. It's going to be great just to celebrate the history, November 9th. And the history of Green Bay, we were going to focus on the Northland, but it's really more on who was there, right? We talked about, you know, Eleanor Roosevelt, and they're going to give talks. And the Kennedy speech is the best. I don't say it's the best. I like it the best because it's the same speech he gave when he was here. And it's so fitting. It's unbelievable what he said about helping. You know, the minimum wage was, he wanted to raise it from $1 to $1.25. You know, that's.
Whoa. 1960?
And that's a percent.
I mean, that's not significant. Bad. When I worked at my brother's gas station in 1971, I made $1.35 an hour.
Yeah.
So that's not a bad minimum wage, I would think, for that era.
Well, he needed it. He talks about how that's going to help the economy. It just makes sense. And, you know, today, obviously, you have to change the numbers. But his
message. Hey, did you see those dock workers?
Yeah. Did you see what they make?
Over 200,000.
200,000.
A third of them make
longshoremen. Over a third of them make 200,000.
Now, they have to use a lot of overtime for that.
Right.
But
right.
Still, the opportunity is there to make almost $250,000.
Don't you think let's take a couple of years off?
I would be okay with that.
Go over there.
You know what they're really worried about?
Is that dangerous, though? Is that tough work?
I would think. But you know what? Did you see what I think is the biggest thing that they're fighting for in this is all the artificial type of automatic loading things, automatic this, automatic
no,
that.
That's technology.
I don't.
And they're like, oh no, we don't. Let me like when I had my company, like we don't want to get a packaging machine because it's going to eliminate. It's like, no, that's they don't have to pay overtime, and you know, automation is you have to be automated. You're not going to be competitive, and yeah, they're really fighting that.
Yes. That's one of the big things.
I wouldn't give into that.
It's almost like, remember the screenwriters?
I'd retrain them.
Remember when the screenwriters went on strike?
Yeah.
You know where their number one thing was? Was it
AI.
AI.
Yeah.
So people are starting to get real nervous about those things.
Well, somebody was just, the author was just in yesterday, right?
His voice book.
Yep.
His audio book was done AI.
I've got a friend who does nothing but podcasts and makes a ton of money doing them. Now he's writing podcasts and there's no hosts. It's all AI.
Wow.
And you listen to it and you're like,
unreal.
But so I sent him some audio of your voices. We're going to see what he can come up
with.
Okay.
Here's the deal, though. This guy. But when AI does the research and the voice, you're just sitting around collecting money.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is too bad.
Yeah.
And then the junk picker guy, too, huh?
Yep.
Who?
Yep. American Pickers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He passed away. Yep.
Yeah, I didn't know they had a big riff.
Oh, yeah, well, that's because he
didn't. I didn't know that. I thought it was just sick.
No.
All right, we got a big show. We're going to be back right after this.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up.
Casterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It is National Monte Cristo Day. It's kind of one of those sandwiches, it's like bell bottoms. You just haven't heard about it in like 40 years. But it got me thinking, what's a sandwich that's totally overrated? I'm going to go first, the Philly cheesesteak.
Really?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. Because I'm spoiled. Because in Wisconsin, we have the brat packed with tons more taste than a Philly cheesesteak.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a chilly, and it's the first time we've used that term in a long, long time. A chilly.
Well, we've used the term chilly a lot.
Yeah,
but not for the weather.
How do you like your chilly? Green Bay 41, Appleton 45, Oshkosh 47.
Wow.
On Custodial Worker Appreciation Day.
Isn't that nice?
Very cool.
That's cool when you hear about these schools that honor, like, we call them janitors, but, you know, and they honor them or they give them, like, a card, a thank you card if they're retired. That's just, yeah, those are really, really important people.
You know what you realize now in looking back? We had one guy at my school up until high school, the Catholic school I went to, okay? We had one guy, Joe Kratz, okay?
Yeah.
Joe Kratz would pick everybody up in the morning on the bus, okay? Joe Kratz would do all of his things all day. He would drive everybody home after school. Then he would drive all the basketball teams to and back from every game.
Wow.
And then be back at the thing at like 6 in the morning, turning on the boilers or whatever.
Yeah.
You realize now how long those guys' days were. They were like 14. I mean, you'd have a basketball game in, let's say, Channing, which is like an hour and a half away from, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're getting back at 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, back again. You know what I mean? All day. Those guys, I like that there's a custodial. I remember he got mad at me a few times, though, because I remember one time I went back to school before I should have, and had the flu, and I threw up a couple of times.
Yeah, they got to clean all that stuff.
And he made me go get that orange stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, remember that
God,
orange stuff
I
that
totally
smelled terrible?
Do.
Actually, can I be honest with you?
Don't talk about that.
No. What? That orange stuff that I drink?
Yeah.
That little something? Has a little,
do you know what?
Rest of that orange stuff.
That may be exactly what it was.
What you were tasting.
Yeah.
Yes.
That stay away.
Because I was trying to think, I know this smell or this kind of thing in my
mouth. Food brings you back, music.
Yes.
Yeah, that's cool.
And smell.
But
isn't that what it was?
Yeah. That orange stuff.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Do they still make that orange stuff?
Yeah, that's... Put that over there.
Yeah.
Those
guys had to go. Oh, man.
Yeah, God bless them. Yeah.
God
I'm glad
we
have a day for them. Custodial Worker Appreciation Day. That's just schools. That's businesses everywhere.
But no matter where. What? Yeah. Congratulations on that.
Yeah. Thanks for doing what you do.
Today's also Farm Animal Day. You didn't have any farm animals, did you? Anything like a. You know, I'm trying to get on this lady that. She's a Facebook friend. And a lot of my guests I just get from Facebook. You know, I go through them and, oh my gosh, you know, my Facebook friend. That's interesting. Well, she raises Nigerian dwarf goats.
Okay.
And she runs a little store type thing like of the soap and the different things she makes out of them. And I guess they're a special kind of thing. I'd love for her to bring in a Nigerian dwarf goat.
Please give me your information on that.
I will.
Let's do that. Wow.
Yeah.
What is so white in Nigeria?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
That's the kind of thing. All if right, they're I'd just like a goat, out. Well, okay.
Right, because you see those little goats at like the
But I like
affairs.
Those unique kind of things. We got the alpaca
How do you
guy
know the guys
in,
from Nigeria?
Well, I don't know. Maybe she went to Nigeria and bought it.
But how can you tell? Like, how do you know? Like you look at a little goat, you know, like you go to the fair, right? And they got the big goats and they got those little goats, which are the cutest goats, right? How do you know if they're from Nigeria? You know what I mean? Like, I don't get her.
I don't know.
Here. Okay.
I don't know.
Do they have different, they have a different look to them? Like, I don't get the whole Nigerian thing. Yeah, like, I like the little goats. I get that. I don't understand. So, are there like the Tanzania goats or their Congo goats? You know what I mean?
I don't know. I don't know.
How many countries are down there in Africa? Like, 80?
I love the stuff that he drills in on.
I know, right?
Well, you know, it doesn't really matter. No. I want to know.
No, nobody cares. Yeah.
I'm not sure they're really Nigerian. I'm
just curious. How do you know? All those countries in Africa, how do they know what's...
We got a text. Wow. Nigerian is the goat breed, Jim.
There you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, so it's not from the country.
I don't know. I would think originally they would be.
I think we got to get her on the show.
Okay, you told me you went to an Ethiopian restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
How do you know that's Ethiopian food?
Because I was in Ethiopia. You eat with your hands.
Okay, besides that.
The food was fresh, picked that day.
From Ethiopia?
Well, from
were
the
you
country.
In Ethiopia?
Okay.
Well, I'm just asking you because you've been to Africa.
Yeah, okay. A couple times. Yeah.
Huh, you got a question? Hey, Jim, how do you know German shepherds are from Germany?
Okay, see, that's
how do you know German chocolate cake is from Germany?
We don't. That we know. See, that's what I'm asking about this Nigerian goat. Was his dad's name Nigerian? Is it anything to do with the country? It's like German cake doesn't have anything to do with Germany. It has to do with the guy who invented it. His last name was German.
So here's what.
So I'm curious. The German Shepherd. I think I might know a little bit about that one.
The Nigerian dwarf goat is a modern American breed of dwarf goat. Like the American pygmy goat, it derives from the West African dwarf group of breeds of West Africa. So it comes from there.
It does come there.
Thank you.
That's cool.
Thank you.
You know how I found that out? Wikipedia. And Lisa Hale also
I was
helped.
Run, I was
hey,
go
by the way,
break.
I got for Friday for our Packer throwback, former Packer quarterback, Heisman Trophy winner, Ty Detmer.
Loving that.
Will be our guest. Yeah. Talked to him yesterday. He's in Gilbert, Arizona. It was 108.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
again, I just think we have so much going for us here, and we don't talk about how great our weather is. I mean...
Well, the lady asked her.
Did you see how many people died in that
flood?
Flood? Is that, what are they, 150 now?
160, and there's still many, many, many that they haven't found.
And
it's horrific. 40, one of the worst ever.
40 counties in Georgia under disaster relief right now.
Wow.
40 counties.
Yeah.
Now, that's affecting you, huh, Todd?
A little bit.
I mean, seriously.
I do some work down there, and their high school sports are all over the place, and stations without power yet, and
Are the radio stations on the air?
We got them all back on this week, finally. Wow. But there's parts, Augusta is just, it's devastated.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did Augusta National get hit?
I don't know.
Well, I don't.
Did you know that the week before the Masters, they have guys, groundskeepers, go around and search the bushes and everything for rattlesnakes?
Really?
And they always pull out a bunch of them. Isn't that kind of funny?
I would not want to be an advanced.
I know
man
what
for
a
that.
Job you got. And they find water moccasins and different things like that.
No way.
I'm kind of with you on that one. I'm kind of with you. So, we have to talk about. We always say if it's the biggest story going, you got to talk about. Go ahead with the debate.
Well, I think a lot of people watched it. I see numbers on it.
I watched about 15 minutes.
Oh man, I got home late because I was at that symphony thing. So I got home at 9:15. I thought it was. Compared to the other debates we've been watching over the last few years, it was civil.
Yeah.
It really was.
You know,
that was nice.
It was.
There wasn't that feeling of, I just want to hurt this person as badly as possible and embarrass them.
Or I'm going to turn this off. I can't watch it. I was like, hey, this is kind of interesting. And fact checking
on
both sides.
I'm sorry. God bless all of our politicians. It's like being in class, you're just not interested in. And I know I should be, but I'm going to use the age thing now. It's like, I'm past the point of whatever.
No.
You know what I mean? Of being too, no, what I'm saying is, though, I'm just not, I mean, I'll vote, I'll do all those things, but to sit and hear the same stuff.
How often, we got the Melcors coming on. We talk about housing. They both had ideas on housing. One's used federal land. It's going to be interesting to see how we solve the housing crisis.
And that's why you're here. We're going to set a quick break. Right on the mayor. Back up.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Farm Rescue, a nonprofit organization that provides free planting, haying, harvesting, commodity hauling, and livestock feeding assistance to farm families who have experienced a major illness, injury, or even natural disaster, has officially added Wisconsin to its growing list of service states. Dan Erdman, Marketing Program Manager at Farm Rescue, shares how they've gotten to this point to be able to expand since their inception in 2005.
We do work all across the Midwest. Like I said, it's nine states. And early on, it was immediately apparent that, you know, this is not an isolated need. There are families dealing with unexpected injuries, illnesses, or natural disasters across the country. You know, so when we have the resources available and volunteers and funding to expand our mission, that's always been a major goal. And Wisconsin is another great, you know, agriculturally driven state. It works well within our current geographical footprint. And, you know, we're just honored to have the opportunity to offer our services to Wisconsin farm families in crisis.
You can learn more about Farm Rescue by heading to MidwestFarmReport.com. I'll have more news right after this.
Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans have farmers yielding out an additional 2.7 bushels per acre over A-Series. This has everyone talking, not just farmers. Case in point, a trucking company wrote, "Morning, noon, and night, it doesn't matter. I'm hauling Z-Series. The phone doesn't stop ringing. Even my home number, it never stops ringing." Well, it's fair to say Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans are making quite an impact. Unleash your greatest harvest yet at pioneer.com/new era.
Football players are equipped with standard equipment: helmet, shoulder pads, and cleats. What if the entire front line was issued Bobcat equipment from Bobcat Plus? Not only would the game be more interesting, the added Bobcat attachments would make cleanup and turf grooming so much easier for the groundskeeper.
Visit Bobcat Plus in Butler and BobcatPlus.com. Bobcat, one tough animal.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your agribusiness news. World Dairy Expo will welcome U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack to speak at the Global Dairy Summit here in Madison. The event, hosted by the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, takes place on Friday, October 4th at 9 a.m. The summit will be held at the Tanbark on the expo grounds at Alliant Energy Center. This event is free to attend with a paid admission to the World Dairy Expo. You can learn more at MidwestFarmReport.com. If you are headed out to World Dairy Expo anytime this week, be sure to keep an eye out for Pam and all of us here at the Midwest Farm Report, as we'll be there getting more news to keep you up to date on all things agriculture. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 71 for a high this afternoon, and it will be a bit breezy at times. Wind southwest 10 to 20, gusting to 25. Tonight, clear, breezy, 48. Tomorrow, sunshine, 74. On Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 69. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Once again, a chilly Wednesday morning out there. No wind, though. 41 in Green Bay, 45 in Appleton, 47 in Oshkosh. The rest of the week looks pretty good, though, right, Todd? And then maybe next week turns a little bit.
Yeah, we might have one more cooler day this week, but I think we're okay.
Friday night looks good.
Yeah.
For high school football, it looks fantastic. Can't wait. What else is today? Coffee with a cop day.
That's
I like nice. That idea.
Yeah, that's good.
I think that's great. Mm-hmm. Pumpkin seed day. You know, those are really good for you. I mean, they're just loaded with vitamins. Pumpkin I think it's seeds? Zinc and things like that. Pumpkin seeds are really, really good for you.
Oh, I got to carve some pumpkins, so yeah.
Do me a favor. Do me a favor.
I'll bring you some seeds.
Well, but roast them for me.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Because they're delicious, and they're so good for you. Well, kale yeah. Kale day, that's another thing that's really good for you. I eat as much kale as possible.
You don't even know what that is.
Yeah,
kale is good.
What is it?
If you
it's
bake,
a lettuce type thing, right?
Yeah, but if you bake it, you're supposed to eat that because it has that crunch, and some people like that. But in lieu of chips, you can
just
eat.
Grow kale? Or is it something that's made?
It's not expensive. I don't know.
No, but I mean, that's what I mean. You can get kale seeds?
No.
No.
Yeah, you can, can't you? It's just a
Wasn't
lettuce,
kale
basically.
Like lettuce?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So you can plant
okay.
seeds, sure.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know. But kale is not that expensive. And if you put olive oil and salt and pepper and just bake them. And those chips are good. They're thin, but they're
I have
good.
To tell you, no? My sister did that for a while. I know she's listening this morning. That's so good.
Not so good?
Oh. I don't know.
Well, you got to compare it to, they say, it's in lieu of Lay's. Potatoes. Yeah, you can't do that. Nothing beats Lay's.
Do you just roast them or yeah. bake them?
You can't do that. You can throw them in a salad. You can put it in soups. You can do all sorts of stuff.
Okay.
You don't have to bake them. You can just eat kale like you eat lettuce.
You want to know another thing? They talk, you know, by the way, you know what really.
Remember Jim Gaffigan? Enough about this kale. Because it was like the big thing. And
well, that, and you know the other thing big right now? Because I'm big into my smoothies now.
Yeah.
Yep.
My Whey and Kajabi smoothies,
yeah.
which is helping me immensely. And by the way, how far did I walk yesterday?
I don't know. I don't care.
Todd, major prize package. How much did I walk? It's a round even number.
Really?
As far as minutes, how many minutes?
Oh, minutes.
30.
No, Todd. I'm gonna say.
Actually, I got it on my. I'll show Jim, so I'm not lying.
I'm gonna say 90 because you did 90 minutes okay. the other day, right?
Yep. Okay, hang on just one second here, Jim. Talk amongst yourselves.
Okay.
Here's my stopwatch that I use. Okay, how many minutes I did?
A nice even round number, 141.23. That's so round, John.
Well, basically, 100.
No, 141 is hell of a lot more than
101. 141 minutes.
That's not a round number.
No, I mean 100 minutes. 100 minutes. Just 1 hour and 41 minutes on my thing. See what I mean?
Okay, all right. So that's 60. Minutes. That's 100. Okay, it's 100
yeah,
minutes.
100 minutes.
All right. I got it. That's 100. That's nice. That's a long
yeah.
time. That's great.
Yeah.
And that really is. I mean, I wish I had walked
I'm
more.
Getting almost halfway there for the ruck. My goal for the ruck march, and I'm doing all this for that. I'm just, you know, it's not like I'm some crazy whatever all of a sudden, but I'm doing that because I really want to do the ruck march on November 17th, I believe it is. And I'm still not sure about wearing a ruck. And it's all in honor of prevention of veteran suicide.
Just put cotton in there.
Yeah, I might.
I'm always going to know.
Then somebody might say, hey, Mino, let me help you with that.
Maybe.
Can
you inflate
it somehow? Put a bladder in there and inflate it? But that's my goal is for the ruck march. But my goal is 4 hours, to walk for 4 hours. And I figure if I'm at the same pace I am now, that would be 12 miles. And if I could do 12 miles, I'm good.
How long is the ruck march?
17 miles.
Oh, okay. The rule of thumb is whatever you can run, you can do a double on race day. You really have that much adrenaline and that much going for you.
So if you can do 12, you can probably do the 17.
Oh, easy.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah. So
really?
Even when you train for a marathon, you never really run a marathon. I mean, you train, you go up to 17 miles, 18, but you never like run 26 miles.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I
I was just going to say, talking?
Yeah, I know.
My kids run a ton of marathons. And
really?
She trains. She goes, she does a lot of 20 mile runs, a lot.
But never 26.
I don't know about never. I'm going to call her about that. I don't think so. And I just know that even for the half marathon, we never ran, 13.1. We ran 10 miles. But race day, it was so easy.
I've never done anything like this in my life.
The double I heard from somebody saying, hey, look, man, don't. I'm like, God, I don't know if I can finish this thing.
Can you run
7 miles? I'm like, I can run 7 miles. He goes, well, if you can do that, you can run double on race day. Maybe he was telling me his own personal experience. I don't know if that's a fact. But I will tell you this, though, Johnny. When you're with a crowd and people are cheering, you're going to run. You're going to go a lot further than you think you can or that you've ever done.
Versus just being by yourself?
Yep.
Because, when you are by yourself, in your mind, it's like, all right, I need a break, this is too far. So I could see that part.
One of my daughters is, always got to be the comedian. We're training, running, and she's like, they tell you, think positive, listen to your music. We weren't listening to music. And she's like, legs are heavy. I can't do this.
She's psychologically destroying you.
Can't do it. Legs are heavy. I'm like, oh, God, you got to shut
up. I got to figure out, is there anybody out there, or Todd, you could probably do this, but I hate bringing stuff more to you because you're always fixing my stuff.
What's up?
I got those earbuds for Christmas. I've never been able to figure them out.
What kind are they? Do you know?
No. We can both bring our earbuds in.
Yeah, can we do that?
They're in a little box.
We'll do it. Mine too.
Are they white?
I think so. No, they're black. They're black.
Oh, mine are white.
They got a nice little case.
Yeah,
and every single person, you will not find a person walking these days on the trail or anywhere that aren't wearing earbuds.
Or working out. You say something to somebody and they're like,
they have to. Yeah.
It's like, oh, I didn't even know it was in there. It's I thought they were hearing aids.
That would be so cool to have. I remember jogging back in the day when it was the. It was a player disc where it was like the size of a saucer plate, and that was supposed to be like the supposed to be able to hook it onto your waist.
That was cool, though, to do that with the wires. And
trying to carry that or have it on your waist when you're running, that was the worst.
Yeah.
I remember when the first ones came out where you could, it was the little radio with the head things.
Yep.
That was like, woo.
Walkman thing?
Yes, the first Walkmans. That was cool. But music makes such a difference. Yesterday in the home stretch, I just started playing stuff off of YouTube on my phone.
Yeah.
Is that going to cost me money?
No.
Okay.
Unless you have a plan that you need to pay for minutes and all that kind of stuff and data.
Okay.
But don't you want to just put your own playlist together?
Yeah, I'd like to. Yeah. Yeah.
Or have somebody do that for you. People
I have no idea
that.
How to do that.
I know. Your daughter will do that for you. It takes them 10 minutes and they'll send you a list with, 45 minutes of music, hour and a half, however long you want.
How much do you
want
to bet my daughter will not do that for me?
I don't know.
Or could I even double the bet? My son doing that for me.
Yeah, he could do that.
Yeah, what do you think the odds are?
He wouldn't do that for you?
What do you think the odds are? I could call Dom and Dom will say, I need you to put together a big music list for me for my earbuds, yada, 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 yada.
A playlist for exercising for running in. Yeah. Like I have Supertramp on there. I got a lot of musicals on there. I got some country. A little bit of country.
If you have a service like Spotify, you can just look up running playlist and use it and it'll just come up with all songs.
And you can say you can put it in it. 10-minute mile, 9-minute mile, 9.5, and they'll give you music that has that kind of beat.
You serious?
That's serious.
But everybody walks at a different, or runs at a different pace.
It's the year 2000, John.
That's why they have different options, because everybody runs at a different pace. So if you want to run a 9-minute mile, then get music that's going to have that kind of beat to it. Although,
all right.
You can do that. You need to play. Some people just listen if you're walking to people like us or some talk radio stuff.
You know who was the first
podcasts?
You know who was the first major leader of the world that said his quote was quoted as "Troops can march twice as far when you bring along the band."
I believe that.
Julius Caesar. Caesar was the first one that incorporated music when they would march, because he found that the guys would walk literally twice as far with music behind them. Isn't that something?
See, I just said twice as far, right? On rap.
Yeah.
So it's kind of the same thing, right? Do twice as far.
Well, I got this text here. This is mayor math.
Well,
we're figuring out the...
You saying, well, you could, if you run this, you can do that.
Yeah.
But I don't really know.
That's what I heard.
All right.
What else? Kite day? Oh, kale day. That was kale day. Seed gathering season. We're actually going to be talking with somebody about that today. Huh? Interesting.
Selena Darrow's coming in. They do a lot of farm-to-table stuff with the schools and all that. But she's also into saving these heirloom plants and vegetables and stuff like that. So she'll kind of get into that a little bit.
I like that.
Wow.
Kelly Ripa is 54. I'd almost think she would have been older. She started young, huh?
Yeah.
Tiffany is 53. Whatever happened to Tiffany?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Freddie Jackson, 68. He was big in the mid-80s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's this?
You're My Lady.
Yeah.
Oh, that's this guy?
Yeah.
Is he a one-hit wonder? Why didn't we play him last week?
No, he had, but his era of music kind of faded. Want to say. About 85?
Yeah.
That era. There's like a lot of this kind of music.
This is a guy.
And the music video would have like candles, like,
oh,
you know,
yeah,
fading candles, yeah, and that kind of stuff. And yeah. Sting is 73. Do they still perform?
I don't think they go around as the Police anymore.
No?
No.
One of the all-time great songs.
Oh, yeah.
1980. Don't tell me. I'm going to tell you exactly when this was. 1983.
Thank you. Right on the money.
Wow.
You know, he did an interview one time, and he said, you know, so many people got married to this song.
Yeah.
And he said, no, this song is about, like, somebody controlling you. Like, I'm going to watch you, everything you do, every breath you take. He goes, this is not a wedding song.
Oh!
Well, I don't know.
Wow. You know what's funny? I was listening. I got that serious. I was listening to...
And believe me, she's controlling me. It's not me controlling her.
I forget who it is. You know, country state, one of these network, you know, whatever. It's really interesting. They have a lot of interviews with the stars. And I forget, with George Strait, he had that song, By the Light of the Neon Moon. And it's a song about a guy, married guy, whose wife left him, and all he would do every night is go sit in the bar in the corner by the light.
Imagine country western.
Yeah, but here's the deal. He said, you have no idea how many people use that for their wedding song, thinking that was this really nice. And it's about this woman that left the guy, and he's devastated and drinks all night.
I don't know why you guys don't think those are wedding songs.
Don McLean, 79.
Oh, yeah. Oh man.
1971.
That's unbelievable how that caught fire, that song. Everybody played it.
We talked about this a few weeks
ago. Little kids, older people.
You got to watch this documentary on him.
I still don't get that song.
On this song. You got to watch this documentary, and he talks about all the different things that were brought into it. And he really talks, because he went to where Buddy Holly crashed,
and all
the different, and it's pretty amazing, some of the things he talked about with that night and everything like that.
Do you remember the record industry actually put out a couple of radio edits? They were much shorter, and a lot of it was
cut out.
Yeah. They used to do that to a lot of great songs.
Yeah. I think they did that with Hey Jude.
Oh, yeah. Chicago songs, Beginnings. There's like the real songs, like 5 minutes, but you can get like a 2 minute and 10.
Yeah.
Minutes.
Yeah.
Boo.
Yeah. You know what? That's almost like we were talking about Brian from Raytel or whatever. K-Tel. K-Tel.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah.
K-Tel, the greatest hits of 1994.
50 songs in one album.
And it would all be studio singers.
And it was in mono.
Didn't sound like a band.
Yeah. And you'd get that as a gift because your folks didn't know that it wasn't the real singers. Yeah.
This Don McLean, there's a Netflix thing? Where did you see that? Because I remember
I
him
saw
on
it Netflix.
I remember him on Johnny Carson.
I think I saw the Netflix show on Netflix, Joe.
I remember him being interviewed.
You didn't say, that Netflix show you saw, where was that?
Whatever. All right.
Neon Moon was Brooks and Dunn. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Actually, you know what Don McLean's song I always really liked was...
Vincent.
And Castles in the Sky.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Castles in the Sky.
I thought those were two really nice songs. Those are kind of makeout songs.
Right, I was just going to say, it's 6:47.
We didn't even talk about that. Okay, so back to the debate.
Yes.
Go ahead.
And you watched it?
For a little while. But go ahead.
I think you have to look at that debate as these guys aren't the president. Some of these guys, remember Dan Quayle? I mean, nobody even... You know,
they played back that one segment with Bernstein. Was that Dan Quayle? Where he goes,
oh, that
I
guy,
knew
that
John
guy,
Kennedy.
That guy was, now, I'm not talking about the debate. I'm talking about their role in
But they,
in
they
government.
Said that was one of the most iconic things ever to happen in a debate.
But what I'm saying is the vice president really isn't that important. I mean, they get jobs. They do a lot of speeches. Yeah. But they're one heartbeat away. And you got to look at those two guys saying, okay,
did you ever used to watch the TV show Veep?
Yeah.
That was great. That was so good.
Julie Louis-Dreyfus,
It's like, oh, Ms. Vice President, whatever they call it. You have to remember one thing. You weren't elected.
Right.
She'd be like, I'm the second most popular person in the country. I'm all the like, well,
no, yeah.
Well, you're appointed.
But that could be an unbelievable job. So,
but they say things are so unbelievably close. Last night could be a difference maker. Could move the needle a little bit. Just that hair it needs to move. Either way, this song right here.
Is this your buddy, Don
McLean?
Yep.
Castles in the Sky.
Oh, yeah.
We've got Selena Darrow, Rooted in Ink, coming up. Jim Schlieblow for Rate Mortgage, Moving with the Malcors. Jennifer Bogan, Counting Stars Cafe. A lot of stuff.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin. Charo, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Do you, let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
I love the cheese. I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours. It's a great... Not really. You have a great reputation with the cheese. Wisconsin cheese is very, very famous.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
And if she asks you why, you can tell her that I told you.
Hey, welcome back. Wednesday morning. Beautiful music. WGBW 98.3 FM. That's FM. 98.3 FM.
In stereo.
Oh, excuse me, 97. FM, WGBW. 98.3 FM, WISS. In Oshkosh, in stereophonic.
Remember the old days of FM when it was just beautiful music?
Certainly
all over the place?
Do.
A touch of elegance.
I remember we had a nun that, like, so she would let, during, like, whatever class, art class or something, we could play the radio, but it had to be FM. And it was always like... Lemon tree, oh so lovely, and the lemon is... You know what I mean? It was all that kind of music the whole time. Couldn't wait to get out of there.
I actually have a bunch of stream stations that I work, that I kind of own and create. One of them is one of those stations.
Really?
It's a beautiful music station out of Atlanta called The Peach.
It's perfect. And
lots of people listen to it.
Right. Really?
They bring back that old feeling. And
yeah.
I'll say it again. I just think it's amazing how music can bring you back to a time.
No
and
question.
If somebody likes that, whatever that, what do you call that, love music, it just, they listen to it all day. They
absolutely
just love it. It keeps them in this space where they're safe, they're comfortable, and they're happy.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Not the real world, but.
Brings you back to a funner, more fun time. It's funner. You know, you hear that word a lot, funner. That was funner. That's
no.
That's not a word,
that's
right?
That's a UP word. No, that's not a word.
Oh, I've heard it, Wisconsin.
Okay. More fun.
I'm just okay.
More enjoyable. How's that?
That's fine.
Okay.
Also, we've got James Baker and Chris Pretty coming up. Green Bay Blah. They're the producers of a documentary, I guess, for lack of better words, on something they've been working on for a long time. The history of punk rock in the Green Bay area. And I talked to these guys years ago when they first started this. This was really huge, the punk rock thing in Green Bay. And it was really grassroots.
Yep.
I mean, you'd be in the basement of a bar, and they would literally, you know, on the old copy machines, make some signs and hang them on light posts, and it was incredible, the people that would turn out.
That whole underground, is that what it was called?
Yeah.
That was huge in Green Bay.
Huge.
And is that still a thing?
I don't know if it is.
I don't know.
Well, we'll ask.
But it's interesting how you don't hear about it.
No,
you know?
No, not at all.
Yeah. So this.
Well, Rev Norb, who we've had on here, Rozek, you know, he was like the king of punk rock in this area. And still would be considered, I think, the king. And, but I don't know if he performs. I know he used to go to like Europe and different places, but I don't know if he does anything around here anymore.
But just because you're not hearing about it doesn't mean it's not
going
on.
You're right.
You know, I mean, it could be. But I just don't. Yeah. That's not. Well, these guys, somebody at my age, you know, I just wouldn't be into that.
Yeah, this is the History of Green Bay Punk Rock documentary in progress that tells the story of the punk rock and independent music scene of Green Bay and its neighborhood communities, Appleton, Oshkosh, Manitowoc, Sturgeon Bay. Right. It's easily identified as being the home of, you know, the smallest, yada, yada, yada. But this it's a Green Bay fostered a punk rock scene that spawned from meager beginnings and had a hardcore roster of local punk bands, some with ties to the football team itself. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I can't wait to get those guys on. They were really, if they're the same guys from a few years ago when I did a TV story on them, it's really interesting guys. And talking about how you got to give people credit. You know what? And the funny thing is, if they will find, and you've said this, Jim, if you've got a product or something that has a niche, let them know it's there and they will flock to it.
I if it's a niche here, but I think what I said on that is if it's a niche and they love it.
Yes.
That. But I'm that niche thing goes back to a little test marketing. But yeah, I mean, there's money to be made in these niche markets
because it's type people that maybe I don't want to say they'll pay disenfranchised, more. But it's like nobody's giving them what they want, and all of a sudden you do,
and then they'll pay a little bit more because it's there. It's like,
of course,
oh,
Jim,
here it is.
Make more money.
I'm just saying, John, if it's a really small group that at this niche market, there's pretty good margin in niche markets. So
I believe it. Yeah, because you own the market almost.
Right, we do.
Yeah, and punk rock was that way. It gave these kids that liked that stuff. Yeah. It gave them a live performance type of opportunity,
Which is much more important than the money.
Yeah,
yeah.
What?
That was said.
Who are you?
That was said with such insincerity.
I just sneaked that in.
Mind-boggling.
I just, in case you go back and record it, I'm going, no. Go listen to the tape. I said something. Oh yeah, he did say that.
So. Okay, 1 minute. Back to the debate, real quick.
Yes.
You're one of those moderators at the end of the debate. Let's go to former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt. Mayor Schmidt, what did you think of the debate?
I would love to commentate it. I just want to say I didn't see the whole debate. What I saw was I thought it was civil. And optics are one thing, and I thought, you know, taking notes and writing everything down. I don't know. I think it's just good to listen to the person and respond. I think the moderators didn't do a good job. I said that about the last debate. You know, I have my own show that Lean Local, and when I ask a question, if I ask
dance
a question,
around it?
Not even dance around it, Johnny, just answer a totally different question.
Yeah.
Like, you know, what do you think about what's going on in Israel? Well, if you know, the economic food prices that are too high. It's like, what? That's not what I asked you. And I would circle them back.
That's what I said. I'd like to see the old Peter Jennings as a moderator.
And if you don't answer, you know, I'm going to, like you said, give the time to your opponent. But I thought there were some pretty good questions. Those moderators were good. They weren't great. But I did think it was civil. I liked the fact that they said, look, I think we could agree on that. I mean, when's the last time you heard that?
Boy, that was refreshing.
Yeah,
it really was.
You know,
I'm serious.
I mean, it's like, wow. Or we can get consensus. Or we can, that's a starting point. You know, look, as I said before, and I've told my kid this for years, we all want safe neighborhoods, good jobs, you know, a good economy and, you know, world peace. How are you going to do it is the question. And I thought they both had really, really good points. I thought it was interesting. And I think I finally learned something in a debate. You know, sometimes you listen to these clowns and it's like, ugh, why did I watch this? Just wasted an hour and a half. But I thought some of their, and they're both good debaters. I think Vance is, he's a smart dude.
He did better than I was expecting him to.
Yeah, he's a pretty smart guy. I mean, Harvard guy, but still hasn't been anything.
Walt's totally reminded me of a high school history teacher.
Well, he referenced that a few times,
I know,
too.
But he really, I mean, he's a caricature of that. And that's good. That's all. That's middle America or whatever. He is who he is. Put it that way. They're both who they are.
To sum it up, it was Midwest nice.
Okay. Very good.
Thought it was great.
Thank you, Mayor Schmidt from Green Bay.
Right. All right.
Okay. Next, we're going to talk to him about wondering what Nigerian dwarf goats are and his opinion.
How you know?
If it's a Nigerian dwarf goat.
That's right.
We got to set our quick
break.
Good question. Selena Darrow will be joining us when we come back. Stay with us. If it's wrong or if it's right,
wrong. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, former Republican congressman from Illinois, Joe Walsh, will join us. Should be an interesting conversation. He'll be here at 10:30. Don't miss it.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 10. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.